Here's a thought I'll title White, Off-White, Ivory, and Cream. You know, paper colors come in lots of variations. And this is just one example, these variations of white. I suppose I should also mention Arctic white, bright white, it goes on and on. So how do we choose which paper to use? The one thing I suspect is definitely wrong to do is to use the same paper on every single project, on every single image. I know, I did that for years. Once I had discovered Oriental Seagull as my gelatin silver paper of choice, I used it for everything. And now, looking back on it, I don't think that was always the wisest decision. When the digital age came about, I started using Harman papers. I really liked the glossy surface of Harman, and it had a very slight paper texture in the glossy that made it not look plasticky. And that paper came in bright white and warm white. And just for grins, I ordered some of each and discovered that certain images looked great on the bright white and other images looked better on the warm white. And I obviously became curious as to how to tell the difference, not just by accident, because I didn't want to have to print every single image on both colors of paper to see which one worked. There had to be some way to think about it that allowed me to make predictions about which paper might look better. And not surprisingly, it came down to a few variables, the first of which is the color of the ink set we decide to use. If you're using a pure, flat gray with no tint to it whatsoever, that tends to look better on bright white or Arctic white or some kind of extreme white. Whereas the off-white, ivory, cream, those variations tend to look better with warm tone images, which I did a lot. So that was my first delineation. Warm tone images went on warm tone paper. Neutral black and white or grayscale images went on white paper. But even that wasn't a perfect solution because every once in a while there would be an exception that would stick out like a sore thumb. After paying a little more attention to this, I came to the conclusion that dynamic range also comes into play, which is often influenced by the textures of the subject matter. So if there was an extreme dynamic range from a very black to a very white, those tended to look better on the white papers, whereas images that had more subtle whites and not necessarily deep black, maximum black, they look better on the warm tone papers. Subject matter also can come into play, and organic materials often look better on warm tone, where inorganic materials, like the made of steel work or things like that, look better on pure white. And then there's the issue of what color mat board you're going to use. If you use an Arctic white mat board, that goes better with an Arctic white paper base in the image itself. Usually, photographers think about that the other way around. If they use a paper base that's very white in the print, then they'll choose an Arctic white or a very bright colored mat board. But that's not always the case either. And conversely, if it's a warm tone paper base or maybe a warm tone ink, then maybe an ivory, cream, or off-white mat board might look better. So mat board comes into play in this decision too. And that was the kind of thinking that I used for the longest time about what paper base color I should use with any given image. But then I visited Oliver Galliani. And before I arrived, he had been experimenting with various papers to see which one carries over distance. I'd never heard that phrase used in relationship to printing papers. So I asked him about it. And he said, well, let me show you. And he took several versions printed on different paper and lined them up against the wall. And then we went as far away into the other room, actually, so that we were looking through the doorway. We were probably 20, 25 feet away. And he said, now look at the prints from this distance. Which paper carries best over distance? And there was no question about it. There was one paper that just looked great at that distance, and the other ones looked kind of flat and kind of lifeless. I'd never heard anybody talk about this as a property of paper. I don't think it's something you could measure. It has to do with the way the ink and the paper work together. And the only way to really tell the difference is to look at the prints from a long distance away, which is, interestingly enough, how a lot of photographs are going to be seen from across the room. Not everybody's going to go close to a photograph and look at it at nose print distance. Do we choose bright white, off-white, ivory, cream? The only way to really know for sure is to test and to look at an image of a specific subject toned to a specific tone from a distance. And then, surprisingly enough, it becomes very obvious which is the paper that should be used.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.